Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is LaVon Breland, the founder of Urban Glory Campaigns and the host of USWAT Radio Program. I'm on live again tonight at 11 p.m., believing, God, that you're going to experience not only the word from the Lord for tonight, but I'm excited because coming up next, starting this Sunday, we are charging into leadership development. And what greater month than the month that we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ in dealing with resolves and resolutions for leadership in times of recession. And we have a lot of information to give you, and I believe that you will never be the same as a result of the word that is proclaimed during those lessons. Now, I'm going to come at you in an unconventional way. You know, notice me, I take you through passages of scriptures as I will tonight and give you a theological snapshot and affirmations to help stimulate some commentary on scriptures given. But I'm coming at you in a different light next week on leadership principles, and I'm going to encourage you to let everyone know that we are talking about leadership, not only leadership principles that need to be understood, but also leadership for the sake of the empowerment and the expansion of the kingdom of God during these times. And I'm going to give some stuff that I don't think has been shared among developing spiritual leaders always. So I want to make sure that you listen next week every night starting Sunday at 6 from 6. Good evening. We're having technical difficulties with computer downloading tonight's lesson, but I'm going to go ahead and kind of summarize what we've talked about in tonight's lesson, because I think it's very important, and we will rebroadcast tomorrow night the program. We're having challenges with our system, and we're going to look into it to make certain that everything is being recorded and things as planned in a systematic fashion. Tonight's lesson was talking about embodying Christ for the sake of faith, and we've been on manifesting faith for the Great Manifesto, and this is the third lesson. And you'll find that tomorrow, I want you to listen tomorrow, Friday, and look on the website for the time, and if you cannot listen to it live, it will be archived in our directory of material, because I want you to know some things about manifesting our faith.
tonight's lesson deals with, it goes and reviews over Luke chapter 8, verses 17 through 19. And then I go to an interesting passage in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, Galatians chapter 2, verses 16 through 21. And then I go to Philippians 4:13, and I conclude in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And those passages are essential to understanding the embodying of Christ. Galatians deal with, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you have deterred from obeying the truth that you heard preached of the gospel, because there had people who snuck in unaware, coming up with genealogies and different things that were nullifying the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so there are three points that I go over in tonight's lesson of embodying. Yes, we are. We got a little disconnected, and you know, it's the trick of the enemy to try to prevent this word from going across the airs. And so, we're going to make certain that this message gets out there, because we are not going to allow, the Bible says, give no place to the devil, and we're not going to allow the enemy to deter the word of God from going forth. And so, Father, in Jesus' precious name, we bind all demonic activity that will cause our systems to malfunction and not work correctly, and we command it to align itself to the perfection for which you called it, to declare your word tonight and the message that you have tonight. And we will give you alone all the praise, honor, and glory for the things that shall be accomplished and revealed this night in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right. So, like I said before, I gave you the scriptures that we went to and what we were dealing with in manifesting faith, embodying Christ for faith's sake. And that's very important as we discuss this particular teaching. Let me give you the scriptures again so you can have them and then listen tomorrow sometime in the afternoon. We're going to rebroadcast tonight's lesson that was pre-recorded. I pre-record my lessons, and let me give you the reasons why I pre-record my lessons. One, it's advantageous for me to give my lessons in a systematic fashion. And when I pre-record, I can flow a lot better. I believe that I can do live. I can flow systematically live, but I think it's just even better to do that. And I can even give more information when I pre-record it a little better, because I'm a little more conscious of time than I am when I'm on live. And also, it gives me the opportunity to not adjust all of my personal schedule around the time that we have set for the organization to consistently distribute the ministry material that we have purposed to have. So I do that systematically for a reason. However, that does not mean that I am not in the studio system when I am broadcasting, because there are times that we are going to have live call-in numbers where people can call in and address ministry concerns and issues that they would like me to address, and questions and answers. And there will be dates that I'm going to have you call, so please be listening in. And, of course, you know, the Leadership Institute is coming on the way, April the 5th through the 12th, starting this Sunday. We're going to have a special hour this Sunday. And then we're going to have a program all next week, 6 through 7 p.m., 1 hour, but it's going to be loaded with information concerning leadership. And I guarantee you, your perspective on leadership as a minister of the gospel will change as a result of you learning from this this particular session. I'm delighted in knowing that the Lord is producing a quality teaching from these lessons, And we've been dealing with the Great Manifesto. Great Manifesto. And we purpose this year, and of course, you know, in Luke chapter 8, and I don't have my Bible before me. Matter of fact, right now I'm driving. But the word I have, I hid in my heart that I might not sin against him. And in Luke, the 8th chapter, verses 6, 17 through 19, excuse me, I'm going strictly from what the Holy Spirit is prompting me to say, so I know it's going to be accurate. But in Luke chapter 8, verses 16 through 19, or 17 and 18, we see that there are secrets and mysteries that have been ordained to be manifested. And we have to understand that it's been given to us to know the mysteries of concerning the kingdom. That being said, there is a manner in which the Lord is displaying and relegating his power. However, our basic foundation to our embodying our faith is prefaced under the guidance and the tutelage of Jesus as Lord of our lives. And this is where I believe it's so fundamental that we review this fundamental for the sake of the season that we are in. Many times people have attempted to embody the Christian faith, per se, without acknowledging the lordship of Jesus. And it is the lordship of Jesus that distinguishes us from any other person's practice of their personal faith. And there is one faith, one Lord, and one baptism. That is the Bible. And we have to understand that our faith and the foundation of our faith is the Lord Jesus Christ. So why are you saying that for us tonight? Tonight's lesson picks up on our study of manifestation and I'm going to go out because it doesn't look like it's open because he's blocking. Our manifesting faith is predicated on the reality of the Lord being Lord in our lives. How is he Lord in our lives? He's Lord in our lives by allowing Christ to be evident in our character. Christ is the indicative word. It's not Jesus' last name, but Christ is indicative of his anointing or his ability. And so in the lesson which you'll listen to tomorrow, I'll take you first to Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, and I'll read to you the opening address of that as Paul speaks to the Thessalonians as he discusses the imperatives about exemplifying the Lord Jesus through the word and that God is faithful to, because of his word going forth to be glorified in us, that he is faithful to bring that word to pass if we desire and determine to exemplify righteousness. And in exemplifying his righteousness, we understand that the judgment of the Lord is revealed and made known in righteousness because he is the righteous judge. Jesus is the personification of Christ in nature. And because sin entered in the world by one man, that was Adam, sin had to be redeemed by one man in righteousness, which was Adam, or the last Adam, who was Jesus. People say he was the second Adam. No, he wasn't the second. He was the last Adam. The last Adam being that he was our appropriation for sin once and for all. And it is the finished work of the Lord Jesus that we determine as the basis and the foundation of our faith. And through us exemplifying and understanding what Jesus has done, we can then have a valid ground to establish faith in our lives. Why? Because faith is a legal term. Faith is a legal term. And faith can only be justified when the foundation is upon Jesus Christ. And Scripture lets us know in a Scripture like this, anyone who comes to God must believe that he is. But how do you come to God? Jesus said, I am the door, I am the way, and I'm the truth, and I'm the life. No one comes to God but by me. So Jesus is the method, modus operandi, the mode of operation of getting into the access of God to establish your faith. And anything that is not done in faith, the Scripture says, is sin. So there's a manifestation that must occur. That manifestation occurs when we have Jesus as the foundation of our faith. When we have Jesus as the foundation of our faith, sets up the belief system to embody the principle that it is Christ in us who is our hope of glory. And glory is indicative of there being a quality in us that is displayed as a God trait. And when we exemplify, the Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they might see your what? Your good works. But as a result of them seeing your what? Your good works, they will glorify their Father who art in heaven. So if God is in heaven and they see your good works, and there's a process that happens called glorification, or someone being in a state of glory, when you determine to set an atmosphere around you that is glory, then there is indicative to, that you are identified with God. Well, how can you embody that representation? Through the reality of the Lord Jesus in the form of Christ being in you, the hope of glory, evident in your life, that's how you display it, Christ being in you. So Christ cannot be Jesus' last name. It is Jesus' nature, which we accept by faith. By faith are we saved into this grace. It is the gift of God, the Scripture says. So men shouldn't boast, but they should thank God for the reality that Jesus died on the cross. Not only that he died, but he raised from the dead and atoned sin once and for all, that the righteousness of God might be fulfilled in us. That being said, this lesson deals with how we can understand and know with confidence that Christ has done all that he needed to do for us to establish faith, because we walk by faith and not by sight. What am I talking about, preachers? Manifestation. We've been saying this is the year of manifestation. God is going to make known some things this year. How is he going to make it known? When we embody the reality of Christ. So, there's a teaching out there that I want you to study, and that's the teaching of sonship. Now, there's an imbalance to certain teachers when they teach sonship, when they try to make people Jesuses. Now, we are the sum total. We are the personification of Jesus' ministry here on earth. We are not Jesus, but we have his spirit and his essence when we accepted him as Lord, because he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. And we are everything that he is spiritually. Physically, we are who we are. And we have to learn how to communicate that in accuracy. So the Lord gave me a systematic flow, and he gave me 3 points to help us fortify the reality of how to embody Christ for the sake of our faith. Because that's the only reason why we embody Christ. And the greatest revelation in this is this season is the time that we celebrate resurrection. And I make a statement, and you'll hear me be redundant in some of the things that I'm reviewing with you tonight for tomorrow, in that the statement that I made was that this season, as far as the resurrection, should be greater than any other season that we celebrate concerning Christ. Because the Christ child, of course, it is essential that he was born. And I'm not negating the significance of that. But if he did not grow up into the man that he was and operate in the ministry and in a state of righteousness without sin to redeem us and die on the cross and raise from the dead, our faith would be in vain. So this season should be greater than the Christmas season, because if he didn't get up, we couldn't get up. But this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. And our faith overcame the world through Jesus manifesting himself and raising from the dead. And that's where I want you as ministers to really focus in and hone on this year, that if he didn't rise, we couldn't rise. And that's why we can rise and live a righteous life without a sense of a sin conscience. And when the Bible says that the work of Jesus was done so that he could even cleanse our consciousness, glory to God, from dead works. Why? Because there's a work that he had to do in full righteousness. And that work was accomplished and restored when he raised from the dead. Not only when he died on the cross. It was horrible that he died on the cross. There ain't nothing beautiful about the cross. He died. But the beauty comes in when he raised up from the dead and he established his throne in the heavenly places and made us and became our advocate so that way we can have grace and find mercy and help in the time of need. Glory to God. And so when we allow him to be that Lord in our lives, we can embody his nature. And that's what we talk about when we term the word Christ in our Christian experience. If the foundations be destroyed, the scripture says, what shall the righteous do? And Lord knows, we have been doing everything else but uplifting the concept and the reality, more importantly, of the Lord Jesus. But we have an opportunity to get it right. In Galatians, it lets us know because that Christ didn't go through all that he went through for us to just exist in the legalism of religiosity. Galatians deal with the legalism and the legal aspect of our faith, glory to God. And there is a legal aspect because faith, he said, look, in Romans, Paul said, look, we are not made complete by the workings of the law, but by the law of faith. So there is an order to faith, and faith has to be understood legally to be exemplified naturally. You have to understand the natural workings of faith or the legal workings of faith, and the legal workings of faith is revealed in the myth and the company and the assurance that Christ is in you, who is your hope of glory. Amen. So listen, tomorrow night, we've had some technical difficulties, and the enemy has really been trying to mess up this system, but it will not stop the messages from coming forth on this broadcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I do apologize. We started the system, and then somehow it malfunctioned, but we're going to make certain that you get this lesson, because I go into some theological foundational truths that you need to understand, and I also deal with some pertinent principles, three aspects that I think are essential to you understanding how to embody scripturally Christ and not have a religious relationship without a connection. And that connection that we have to be superior to the natural world is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Oh, glory to God. I'm so excited about this, and I'm so determined to give this message to you. And I want you to listen to the other messages and also listen to the Hour of the Manifesto to get a foundation for which we're building upon, because this is the third lesson of this teaching. So I want you to get your Bibles and stuff tomorrow. I want to say in the afternoon. We're going to do it in the afternoon. We're going to attempt to do it in the afternoon to rebroadcast this. And then if you want to listen to it, go on our website and download the Great Manifesto. Start from part one and get all the way to part three, and we're going to go on because we got more parts this year to go through for the year. We're going to have one more Great Manifesto this month because we need to get up. Since it's the fourth month, we need to get caught up on the fourth month. This is the third lesson, and we're still in the first volume of Manifesting Faith. And we got some other manifestations that we're going to be studying this year that I think is going to empower your walk and empower your perception concerning the great manifesto. So you've been listening. Of course, you can call in always. If you're listening online, you had to get off the line for some reason, you can always call in at 646-595-4877, and you can listen to us. Mark down these scriptures, Luke chapter 8, verses 16 through 19, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, Galatians chapter 6, chapter 2, verses 16 through 21. thank you, Lord. Matthew 26:41, Philippians 4:13, Philippians 1:9, and then we conclude in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And, of course, you know, he talks about Apollos wanted, I planted, Apollos wanted, but God gives the increase. But the foundation, of course, is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where we find out that Jesus is the foundation of our faith. And also, we have to be careful how we build upon the foundation. And that's where faith has been targeted. And faith is one of those things that we mess up on, because everybody wants to be people of faith and apply faith to get dividends. But you cannot have the things and the blessings of faith without first seeking forth the source of faith. And the source of faith has to be secure in the foundation of your nature before you can manifest its works in your life. Amen. Well, it's been a few minutes. It's been an interesting perspective. I apologize for all of the delays, and we're looking into this situation, and we're going to be communicating with the radio company so that way we will make sure that we will have more consistent flows with this, with these intros and everything, and with these broadcasts. I'm looking forward to speaking with you on Sunday. Please listen to us tomorrow to hear the great manifesto. And then we'll continue on empowering the preacher's prayer life. And we'll have the Leadership Institute next week. Call, let people know. Tell them to call in 67 on the phone, 646-595-4877 for the Leadership Institute. I guarantee you haven't heard any teaching like this before, and I guarantee you it's going to help you be position yourself for leadership in the kingdom of God. God bless you. This is LaVon Breland, the founder of Urban Glory Campaign, host of USWAD Radio. Believing that you will have a prosperous week and that you will be positioned and embody Christ for the sake of faith. God bless you. And listen tomorrow. I apologize again for the delay. And I will see you or I will hear from you on the next program. Good night.